This is Old Blowers, and I'm fixing to go on with that story I was telling you about the Inferno. That was the name that my girl gave me, a girl, Emily, gave me to call the podcast. You know, she helps me. And so anyway, you remember I told you last time in the podcast about how this school had got started down here about 100 years ago. They had set aside the land, and they built a little old schoolhouse. And over the years, it's been built four or five different times, and it's got bigger every time. And they had a good-sized piece of land, and it's a good thing they did. Well, when I was a boy, now that this school is over 100 years ago, but when I was a boy, about 80 years ago, old man Tyson was the superintendent, I mean the principal down here. He would have been my principal if I'd have gone to school down there, which I didn't because I didn't get a chance to go. But he got the idea that he was going to build a chicken house and raise his chickens so that the kids would have eggs and fried chicken and stuff. And so he got some money, and they put him up a chicken house, just a skeleton of a chicken house. It was way out in the woods, and he got the boys from the shop class to finish the inside of the chicken house and put up wire it and put in a laboratory and build the cages. And he got him some chickens, and for about 20 years there, he raised chickens and eggs for the cafeteria down there, and they'd have fried eggs. And he done that, and he thought he was doing a good thing, and Mr. Tyson was a good man. But you know, don't nobody know everything. And so when it started, the school started getting bigger, and it got more than he could handle by himself. So he hired old Mr. Burkett as a business manager, you know, and his job was to make sure that what they were doing was what they called cost effective, that it was, you know, good business practices. Well, one of the first things that Mr. Burkett told Mr. Tyson, he said, "It's costing you about 30 cents more for a dozen eggs than you would pay on the open market." And he said, "I'm not trying to tell you what to do, but that's what it cost you." Well, of course, Mr. Tyson, he appreciated that, and he told him, he said, "Well, I appreciate you telling me, and we'll just stop raising them dead blame chickens." And that's what he done. He got somebody to take them off his hands. But you see, then he had to worry about what he was going to do with that chicken house. And I'm going to explain to you about that in just a minute. I was going to tell you now that they had to get rid of that. See, they got rid of the chickens, but what was they going to do about the chicken house? And I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable. So my girl told me that I could use these. She gave me these words to use. She said I could use feces and excrement. And she said that meant, well, that other word that I was using, that it was only a word that I know to call it, but she told me I could use them words, so that's what I'm going to do. But you see, them boys hadn't cleaned up after them chickens in 20 years, and that chicken house stunk to beat hell, and you couldn't get close to it. And so what happened was that they just kind of left it, sitting there. It was way out in the woods, wasn't bothering nobody. And like I say, I don't want to make anybody uncomfortable, but what happens in that case is that what will happen is that this feces will crust over, dry up kind of, and it don't you know, if you don't disturb it, it stops smelling so bad. And as long as you don't disturb it, you know, that smell will gradually go away. And so that's what happened. And they didn't ever, you know, think any more about it. And Mr. Tyson, you know, he finally retired after a while, and they give him a dinner and give him one of them riding lawnmowers and had a lot of speeches. And they, you know, Mr. Robinson was assistant principal, and he moved up and took Mr. Tyson's place. And I guess Mr. Robinson was a good man, but he hadn't had no experience. And he didn't ask people stuff. You know, you can learn from other people if you ask him, but he was going to do it himself. And he got in mind that he was going to clean up that chicken house, and how he was going to do it was he was going to use it as a way to punish them boys that misbehaved. And I want you to know he had some mean boys up there now, because I never have, you know, held it against kids for just, you know, meanness, just devilment. But if they just pulling pranks and tricks on people and stuff like that. But these old boys was mean, and they was tearing up the school and busting windows and busting lights. And they bought them slingshots down there at that 5 and 10 cent store. And they got these hairpins from these girls to use as ammunition on them in them slingshots. And I think them girls thought that they was courting them and that they was just getting them hairpins to remember them by, but that wasn't what they was doing. And they would put them hairpins in them slingshots and shoot and bust them. They'd bust them big old frosted window glasses out of the bathroom doors and out of the windows. And Mr. Robinson come down there one time, and there was a whole bunch of them down there with the slingshots out, and he took their names, and he asked them where they got them hairpins. Well, a lot of them wouldn't tell, but finally it come out that them girls was giving them hairpins, and he called all the girls in, and you know, girls won't usually lie. They'll usually tell the truth. So he got the names of every girl that had give them boys them hairpins. And them girls all said, well, we didn't know what they was going to do with them. And he said, well, that didn't make no difference, that they was a accessory to the crime, is what he said. So he told all them kids they was going to have to clean out the chicken house. Well, that was a big mistake. And I could have told him if he'd asked me, but he didn't. And he sent all them kids to the chicken house. Well, you couldn't even get close to it. And, I mean, you could at first until they got to stirring up that feces. But anyway, I'm getting ahead of the story. So what they done is they told them girls to stay out of the way. And them girls backed off, you know, about 100 yards. And they still, you know, tied them headscarves over their noses because it was about to get, them boys told them it was about to get bad, and it was. And what they'd done, see, there wasn't nobody out there to supervise them because didn't nobody want to get that close to it. So they went in the chicken house with the shovels, and they throwed that excrement all over the walls and just everywhere, and they stirred that stuff up, and it started stinking, and they had to, you know, what that does, I don't want to make anybody sick here, but what happens is that you get that stuff stirred up, and it gets to smelling like pneumonia, and your eyes will start watering, and you just can't stand to be around it. Well, they done that for about 30 minutes, and then they went on back to the classroom, and you know, Mr. Robinson would catch some more of them, and he'd put them out there, and they'd do the same stuff, and Mr. Robinson, of course, didn't know what they was doing because he wouldn't get that close to it. Well, they would track that stuff, that feces, into the schoolhouse. And pretty soon the whole school got to stinking, and he got a lot of complaints. You know, the parents was complaining. First they complained to him, and he wouldn't do nothing about it. And they took it to the board, and the board called him in and wanted to know what was going on, and he told them he was trying to discipline the kids. And they told him he was going to have to find some other way. And they said they wanted that chicken house cleaned out. Well, Mr. Robinson tried to hire some people, you know, down here to clean it out. Now, I had this old man working down here named Luther Seals. And he was a good man, and he was a good hard worker. And I'd get him to help me clean out my... the cow stalls down here, you know, and he was good help. So Mr. Robinson hired him and told him he wanted him to clean out the chicken house, and Mr. Seals, old Luther Seals, took the job till he got over there and found out what they wanted with him and found out about that chicken house and what a mess it was. And he told Mr. Robinson, he said, "You can clean it out yourself." He said, "I ain't gonna do that." And he quit. And so the board was on Mr. Robinson trying to get him to do something about that chicken house, because the parents was on the board and the board was on him. So what he done, and he done a real sneaky thing, And I'm going to tell you about that here in just a minute. What he done one of the worst things that I've ever heard of anybody doing. This will blow us. I was going to tell you what old Mr. Robinson done that. It's one of the dirtiest tricks that I've ever seen anybody try. He didn't get away with it, but he thought he could. He advertised a job, you know, a permanent job as a maintenance man, you know, custodian down there at the schoolhouse. And old Luther Seals, you know, he applied for the job. He said he wanted to a regular job if he could get it, and Mr. Robinson hired him, and Mr. Seals, old Luther, before he took the job, he asked Mr. Robinson, he said, "Now, this ain't got nothing to do with that old chicken house, because I ain't going to clean it. That ain't healthy." He said, "That you could kill somebody in there." And Mr. Robinson said, "Well, no, it ain't got nothing to do. We just got to have our floors cleaned and our, windows washed. And you've been recommended. So if you want the job, we'll hire you." So Mr. Robinson took it. And now what he done was he signed a contract. Now, Mr. Robinson can't read. Mr. Seals can't read. Old Luther, he ain't never been to school, and he's a good old boy, but he trusts people, and if you tell him something, he believes it, because when he tells you something, you can believe it. He's an honest man. So Mr. Robinson had him sign this contract, and one thing that was, it told about all of his duties, what he would be doing. And then it said at the end of the contract, it said, "Other assignments by the supervisor." And Mr., I don't remember just exactly what it said, but it was something like, you know, "other duties as assigned." Well, Mr. old Luther Seals couldn't even read that. And he signed that contract, and so Mr. Robinson said, Now, Luther, one of the first things you're going to have to do is clean out that chicken house. And, it made old Luther Seals mad. And Mr. Robinson said, you've signed a contract and you had to go through with it. Well, you know, Luther is a great big old boy, and he could have whooped Mr. Robinson. He thought about doing it, but he come down here and talked to me, and he said, I ain't never had nobody treat me any such way as that in my life. And I said, Luther, go to the board. Tell them what you told me. I said, I know that old Mr. Pouncey down there on the board, and he's a good man, and if you tell him what he done to you, I said, he'll treat you fair. I'm just telling you, he will. So Luther took it to the board and told them the story, and they called Mr. Robinson in, and he, you know, him hauled around, but he finally had to admit. He said, Luther signed a contract, and they asked Luther, did he sign the contract? And he said, yeah, I did. He said, he just told me what was in the contract. And they said, you know, Luther, can't you, you know, can you not read? And Luther hung his head. And he said, no, I can't. And Mr. Pouncey was on the board. And he said, Luther, don't you hang your head. He said, we all know you down here, and you don't need to be ashamed because you can't read. And they told Mr. Robinson, well, they fired Mr. Robinson right then, had the assistant principal to take over, and they just fired Mr. Robinson, told him to get his stuff and be gone. And Mr. Pouncey told Luther, he said, Luther, you don't have to clean that chicken house. But he said, we've got a problem here, and can you, just as a community service, can you tell us what we need to do about this, because it's not healthy, and we've got to get this thing off of here somehow or other. Can you tell us what to do? And so old Luther, you know, when they approached him like that, he said, well, yeah, I can tell you. He said, I'll clean that chicken house if you'll get me what I need to clean it. And don't ask no questions, just leave it up to me, and I'll get that thing took care of. And so they said, whatever you want, whatever you need, you just let us know and we'll get it for you. Well, they rented a backhoe, and they got him one of them gas masks like they wore in World War I, except it was, you know, it wasn't that old. It was a brand new one. And they give him that backhoe, and he come in down there, and he got that thing cleaned out in a couple of days. Now, it throwed up an awful smell when he was working on it, but he warned them about that. He said, now, that thing is going to stink for, you know, a little while until I get it cleaned out. So they said they understood, and he cleaned her out, buddy. And they had put stainless steel walls in that chicken house. It was a up-to-date chicken house when it was built. And they had put stainless steel walls on the inside of it, and they had put drains in the floor, you know, so Mr. Seals, Luther, got one of them pressure washers and brought it in there, and he hosed down them walls, and that water drained, you know, and could drain out through the floor. Had a good drains in that chicken house, and he washed that thing down real good, and they throwed them cages away, you know, they wouldn't. And he said, now, it'll take it, a week or two, but he said, you won't smell nothing in here when I'm through with it. And he put some disinfectant in there and mopped it out and everything. And that you know, you wouldn't believe it, but that chicken house was just as clean as a whistle. And it took him about 2 weeks' work on it, and they give him a bonus, you know, because of what he'd done. They give him a bonus, and they told him that he had that custodial job if he wanted it. And they said there wouldn't be none of them duties as assigned either. They said they would tell him just exactly what his assignment, what his duties was, and that's all he had to do. So old Luther Seals is working up at school now, and he's doing better than he ever has done before. And so I'm gonna quit here. You say, well, you hadn't told us about the fire yet. No, I've got to work up to it, because Emily told me to start at the first and go to the end, and that's what I'm doing. So I'm going to tell you next time about what happened to the chicken house. You know, did they tear it down? Well, no, they didn't. They kept it, and I'm going to tell you what they done to it and what led to the fire, to the inferno, as Emily calls it. So that'll be on the next podcast.